Hello, everyone, and welcome to Off Road with Frank Ferraro. And today, our guest is David Martin, and he is the CEO of Buoy. And we're going to learn a little bit more about Buoy today. But David, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks for having me.
I have to tell you, before we really get into it, and you really have a great little product here. As I was mentioning to you early, I mean, I'm on TikTok and I'm scrolling around, and I like watching animals. Like I like dogs, I like cows. So I saw a video of them putting like feed and seed into a machine, and all of a sudden it's popping out like pellets for the cows and the animals and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, that's great. I would love to have a machine on my countertop where I could just put healthy things in and it pops out. And all of a sudden I see a thing come over on LinkedIn about your product. And I said, oh my gosh, this is super cool. Wait a second here. Wait a second here. You know, I don't think I want to be having, you know, cow food. I think I want to be doing this. And pretty revolutionary from what I can hear and see in the cannabis tech device industry. And David, you've created a candy making infusing machine with a reusable universal pot. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, it's interesting. We actually started our focus thinking that we would solve a need in the cannabis space. And what happened was, my co-founder and our chief innovation officer, a very brilliant woman, Paloma Campo. And she was addressing an issue that's massive in the infused confection space. And that is that the infused product, often the disbursement of that product is inconsistent at best. And then you also then have very little choice with regards to the different botanicals, you know, in this particular case it was medical cannabis that you can choose to use. So she had a friend that was suffering a horrific chronic illness. This is like around 2018 or so. Going to the medical dispensaries in New York, and because of his illness, he couldn't smoke. So that takes away a tremendous amount of options with regards to really good products. So from your flower, you know, the traditional sort of stuff you'd want to joint, to different concentrates and distillates, everything was inhalation. And that left him really with just edibles and gummies for the most part. But they weren't doing the thing, right? So he didn't have choice over what he was consuming, didn't know what was in it. They were inconsistent, they were unreliable, all the issues.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, I mean, you know, most consumers, if they wanted to try or do something like this, really would go online and see what's available and, you know, take a shot.
Yeah, and then what was crazy is as we started, so Paloma solved this issue. She went ahead and, you know, at the love of her friend, she started tinkering in the kitchen, and she has a background. And next thing you know, she is making her own confections, comes up with formulas. She approaches me, and you know, we've known each other for years, and say, hey, how can we improve upon this? We decided it needs to be automated, because when you make candy, it seems rather simple, but it's actually very complicated. It's all timing and temperature. Right. So your degree one way or a second the other, and what you've been working on is ruined. And then when you start to infuse it, it makes it even more complicated. And so there really, you know, wasn't a great solution. So how can we make this, you know, simple, easy to use, reliable? And we looked out there, we couldn't believe it. There was not an automated device. So what we decided to do was, we didn't want to be plant touching. We didn't want to be a cannabis company, just because from a business standpoint, you're dealing with 47 different laws and regulations in different states, right? Sure. You know, even though there's some similarities across, but there's no standard operating procedure. There's no best practices. There's no, every state has different rules and licensing requirements and expenses and all these other things. And The business guy in me, I'm thinking back, all the lessons learned in school and things of that nature. Just, I couldn't see how you can scale. I couldn't see it's to be very difficult, a lot of barriers to entry. So we decided to stay outside of it, but serve that clientele. And we developed a device that works like a Keurig machine, where we created formulas for whether it's chocolate or gummies or hard candies that the user wants to create. We've pre-formulated in these pods the candy making ingredients, all natural. We meet all different sorts of organics if you want it. There's lifestyle options, a kosher, a vegan, all those choices are there. And then we gave our users a universal adapter, and that adapter allows them to put in their own tinctures or distillates or concentrates, liquid proteins and vitamins. We realized that we sort of transcended cannabis because it could be dietary and sports supplements and nutraceuticals and other things like the melatonins and all those daily chews. All of those products, if you look out and you do the research and you look at the press, and sort of the investigations, the state federal investigations and the plaintiffs bar, there are massive issues associated in infused products. Just by the nature is that you might bite one, it could have you 90%, one could have 10%. So we realize there's a huge issue here, a sizable market, a real need, and we took upon it to solve it. And we built this device. We have our prototype right now. We're out fundraising to get it to production. And we got it independently lab tested, the output, and made sure that our disbursement was spot on. And lo and behold, it is. So it was just this versatile device that puts users in control. And they know that what they put in, they get out. So it was really sort of that was the sort of the real short, or origination story for Boeing.
What I like that's so cool. I mean, but what I liked about it, it could go right on a kitchen counter, and you have it like a biocentric or biometric control.
Yeah, so it's so the whole thing is designed. We approach. We said to ourselves, let's take a big step back. We looked at like, what's the total addressable market, right? So how big is this marketplace? And when you look at the market that we would be serving, it's sort of like the global vitamins and cannabis and CBD, and that's like a $200 billion marketplace globally, and approximate. I'm approximating. So then we sort of drove it down and said, okay, so what's like the SAM? Like, so what's the addressable? Like, what's our addressable market? And so we're looking. So okay, where are those infused confections? So your vitamin gummies, your protein gummies, those sort of infused confections, your melatonins and CBD and cannabis, and that's like a $23 billion market. And we're like, that's now that's interesting and exciting. And then we drilled it down even further, and we said, where is the greatest need right now? And then we determined that the 65 million Americans who are spent $30 billion last year on cannabis, of which 4 billion of that was allocated on the edible side, is the low-hanging fruit that we want to go after. We did our market and product validation tests. We went out there and we decided that's who we're targeting. And so, although we address that as our targeted consumer, we serve the versatility of the machine. Was purposely designed so it is the anti sort of stoner culture. Our user is affluent. They are tend to be women. They skew women age 30 to 75 plus. They're not into stoner culture. They don't need bongs hanging around and things of that nature, right? And then all of this is paired, and the machine works with an app. And it's an easy to use app, but the app provides a few different points. So number one, security. I've got kids, my partners and colleagues have children. We want to make sure that you have very little access to be able to tinker or play with things. That's number one. So the settings in there are very elaborate, and they can be set to simple if it's just you at home to elaborate where you would have to have face recognition or other types of biometric identification before infusing happens or things of that nature. Number two, it also is educational. So that you have the ability to connect with different brands and different sources, whether we have collaborations with nurses and doctors and caregivers and experts up and down the chain in different products that whether they're on the dietary sports side or whether on the cannabis side. So really for you to educate and explore all the different products that you can infuse into the things that you're creating. And of course, there's the e-commerce element, make it very easy for you to order and things of that nature. So it's an entire sort of system created. But the idea, again, is the empowerment of the consumer.
Very cool. Very cool. And you do have some safety devices, right? Like if kids wanted to get a hold of it or something like that, if it was on a counter.
Exactly right. It's designed in such a way that what you can't sort of access the insides. So you put your candy making pods in on it goes in like a Keurig, at which point you control that universal adapter. So and then even there, let's say somebody puts stuff in and you have to, your app, your telephone will basically tell you process is starting. It doesn't work. The machine won't work unless it's connected to a smart device. So it's not like you can just bring it home, put it on the counter. Like I know my kids are fantastic. They're teenagers and they would never do anything like this. But imagine, you have a device on there that allows for the infusion of anything,
Right.
If the machine turns on, I'm getting a notification, and you can't work the machine unless it's done in conjunction with a paired device. So it's total security was at the heart of what we were doing.
When do you anticipate coming to market?
Great question. So we are right now in the middle of a capital raise to try to get through production. We've got distribution channels established. We're continuing to build those distribution channels. Actually, you're a Long Island guy, as am I. So this is actually really exciting news. But we signed our first spokesperson deal on the dietary sports nutritional side. And Jerry Cooney, the former number one heavyweight contender who fought Laurie Holmes, boxing legend. He is actually going to be a spokesperson on the dietary sports and nutraceutical side of the promotion for us because, he believes in a positive life, the physical and the mental sort of coming together
Hey, let
and
me
the
tell you
ability.
something, and I will tell you something. I mean, this is a huge thing. This is a huge, it's not only Jerry Cooney, and I do a lot of, in my travels and throughout the years, I've done a lot of celebrity branding. This is a huge thing for a lot of athletes because, especially when they reach my age and I'm friends with a bunch of them, I mean, these pro
Frank,
football
you look
players.
very young, Frank. So I think, for the listening audience, let's be fair here, okay?
Thank you very much. But I am on the back nine, let's say.
I'm teeing off on that side of the course now myself. So I know
But
I'll see you at the 19th hole. We'll have a drink.
right, but that's the one thing. They're really hurting. Their bones take a beating, and anything that can help them, and they don't want to be on drugs. They don't want to be on the heavy duty drugs. They don't want to be on that, So they
No,
do
and
look
I
for
think
alternatives, and it's
COVID,
great.
I think, I'm sorry, I apologize to interrupt you, but COVID also, I think, drilled into us that sort of, we start to think preventatively now, I think a lot more. I think we start to look at the natural remedies of things as well, and the other things that we can do to boost immunity and all those sort of good things because of these crazy things that are out there. So yeah, there's been a mind shift in the consumer as well. And you're right. I think there's a movement for people to say, everything that comes in a jar that I can pick up from a vitamin shop or a GNC, I don't need all those things, but I really want this, and this. And so I can pick those things individually out. I can create my own custom blended, mixture, and I could put that into my machine, and I can produce those chews, right? And then I can run it through the dishwasher, and then maybe I have a child at home that has sleep issues, or it's melatonin, or immunity support, or vitamins. I can then make those into flavors or chocolates, or for that to work. And then maybe you're into into CBD, and you need something. The whole idea is the versatility of the machine. That's and so we're excited to have Jerry there promoting one side of that heavy side of the business for us, because we really think, like you said, it's a big area of opportunity. It's a massive area of opportunity. So we've done all the, we've done all the hard work. We've proved it to work. We're setting up our distribution channels, and now we're just trying to raise funds to get through production. And I believe that from production, we should be once production starts, we should be work. Our goal is, if we can close funding by the end of this quarter of 24, first quarter of 24, we are hoping to be able to deliver by end of fourth quarter or early first quarter 25.
Awesome. Awesome. Wow. Awesome. And so if people wanted to get in touch with you, they can go to the website, which is BEUHI.com, right?
Yes,
It's
Bowie.com,
okay.
BEUHI.com.
And I like it because it's right on your shirt, the whole interview.
There it is. Yes. Yeah, and there's that's probably the best way to get in touch with us. We are welcome all conversations. We're really been humbled by the reception that we have gotten, and the stories that we've heard from folks, from a woman in Nebraska who's trying to get medical cannabis approved for her son, and this is just such a nice way for him to consume it, and to an athlete who was wanting to make create you know his custom creatine liquid protein blended chews that he takes to the gyms. So it's been a really great outpouring of support, and we're really humbled by it.
Well, I look forward to seeing your growth with the company. I look forward to having you come back on and tell us more about your company and the growth. And for everyone, again, this is David Martin, and he's the CEO of Bowie.com. And I'm Frank Ferraro. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time. All right.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.